I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Not last night, if you didn't see it, he made Antoine Winfield Jr. just look absolutely foolish as he took off around left end. Derrick Henry just torching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Doc, you remember the narrative last week when I said, hey, you know, the Commanders did a pretty decent job against Derrick Henry, all things considered, and Lamar Jackson in terms of the run game and what have you, and everybody told me I was an idiot, I was a fool, everybody that lives in mommy's basement and just looks at analytics and next-gen stat charts and bases their entire opinion based on that. And I said, you know, compared to how other teams have defended him, the Commanders did a damn good job overall. Right around 125 yards, two touchdowns, all that. Last night, 169 yards on 15 attempts, an 11.3 average with the long of 81. Obviously, that helps out the average. But last night alone, and that was with Lamar Jackson just carving up the Tampa Bay secondary and defense for five passing touchdowns, including
the Todd Bowles defense.
Exactly, including one to Lamar for 13 yards through the air, right? So, and I said, did you guys watch the Sunday night game against the Bills? Maybe you didn't, where he ran for 199 yards and virtually untouched. Now you know why I was right and you were all wrong, those of you living in mommy's basement, which you guys should unchain yourself every once in a while, come up, smell some daisies, and you will find out why I was right. Now, Matt sent along this from NFL on CBS on Twitter. Derrick Henry's ranks this season, rushes first. Rush yards first. Rushing touchdowns first. Yards per rush first. Rushing first downs first. Longest rush first. Scrimmage yards first. Scrimmage TDs first. I would say Derrick Henry's doing a pretty damn good job against everybody, but the Commanders did a pretty decent job against him, and I stand by that. Doc, were you surprised in any way, shape, or form? It didn't sound like it based on an initial response that Mike Tomlin took a 4-2 Steelers team Sunday night football in Pittsburgh against the Jets, who were buoyed by the addition of Davante Adams and so on and so forth. And everybody had the Jets, including myself, winning that game, and went with Russell Wilson, who everybody seems to hate, who everybody seems to think is done, who looked awful, I guess, early on, but then got it cranked up 16 of 29, 264, two touchdowns, no interceptions, a 109 quarterback rating, and everything apparently is all good in here we go land. Were you surprised by that?
No, not surprised, because nothing shocks me with Russell. Russell, I'm not worried about climbing up the hill. I worry about him once he's on the hill.
Meaning staying there.
Yeah, him being successful.
And is that a health thing or is that a production thing?
It's just his head. It's like he's competitive as hell. He can still get the job done. But then once how he handles it, he wants to be like an emperor or whatever. The prince is not good enough.
Like a diva?
It's just something about him. That not only
I think Ciara's ruined him.
I don't know, but all his teammates from all the teams have the same deal. They like him, but there's something going on.
There's a little bit of a
right coach now.
There's a little bit of a fraudulent nature. What
I think Tomlin slow rolled him. Tomlin slow rolled him the right way. He's a master for him.
Because I wonder if he starts week one. Right? If he's still standing at this point.
No, now the Steelers, he's earning the right to be a Steeler.
Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers, who knows what their record will be.
Play.
They're coming here in 2 weeks.
After a bye week. After a bye week to deal with
interesting. 37-15 whitewashing of the Jets. I know how much you love Jets football and talking about the Jets.
No, they're good for talk radio. If not in talk radio, I would never mention them.
Aaron Rodgers was picking his nose on the sideline. NBC cameras got him. He was 24-39, 276, a touchdown, two interceptions. One of the interceptions, really not his fault.
I don't blame him. Yeah.
If you are the Jets, right? I mean, you've added Devontae Adams. You got Hassan Reddick in the building now. Who knows if he'll play this week? I don't know. Why Who not? Knows how you'll turn your but I mean, if you're the Jets, you're married to Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, you're not thinking of anything to do anything in that regard, right? You just got to deal with it,
he's
right?
He's the only reason he's box office. Why would you not want him?
Well, I mean, because he's yelling at the media that we got to stop listening to the, you
he
know,
keeps
the media
you on
and
TV.
All that.
Okay. He keeps you on TV. He's a cash cow. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's like the NFL. They don't have to be popular to make money.
No.
They're filthy rich. They drag the dead across the finish line.
That's fair. Coming up this Sunday, they will be in New England against a defense that is certainly helter-skelter, right? It was expected to be a little bit better, but Drake May is playing all right for the New England Patriots. The Patriots defense has been, I think, worse, and Jared Mayo's calling out his guys. We'll probably talk about that tomorrow because he basically said on Pat McAfee's show, or after the game, I should say, that his players were soft on defense. And then Bill Belichick weighed in and had some interesting comments. We'll probably play that audio tomorrow. All right, that does it for cleanup on aisle three, except for this. Don't hit the sounder yet, Matt. Doc. You and I are not going to be on the air together until next Tuesday again, right? Because Lionel has secured the rights to Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah. Well, it's by demand.
Game one of the World Series. Friday night in Chavez Ravine. Your boy's going to take down those dirty, stinking Yankees or what?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be – being in it is a great thing. My childhood, we're in it a lot. They're almost, but they don't win it as much as you like. But they're in it. And it's like the Lakers. A lot of appearances. A lot of championships, but it's going to be pitching. And the Yankees are, it's interesting, man, because the history is great, but who cares about that? Here, right now, it's about pitching. And both teams are kind of thin. So we'll see.
Tonight we could have NBA history. We mentioned the Celtics and the Knicks opening up the season.
Cole Lanell is really
Lakers
about that,
and the Minnesota T-Pups. And Bronny James is expected to play. So when we will
get it over with.
NBA history, don't know. They're saying it might be early in the game. Who knows? So something to look forward to. Late night
Are
tonight.
Are you really looking forward
to
it?
No,
I'm about to say.
I'm looking forward to the Caps and the Flyers.
Me too.
At 6:05, just after 6 o'clock.
Let's go, Caps.
All right, that does it for cleanup on aisle three.
Cleanup in aisle three.